Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitov Institute radio show, June 29th, 2011. This is David Wolf, your host for the show here in the Sofitov Studios in Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine at the controls. Welcome to the Sofitov radio show. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call and you want to participate, press 1. We welcome your participation. Call to get some on-the-spot coaching for the benefit of yourself and the listeners. Everyone benefits from everyone else's process in the process of transformative communication. This is David Wolf, your host of the Sofitov Radio Show. Recently, I was reading some research study that indicated that, well, they had some scale to assess the quality of self-exploration, and they found that the tools of classical psychoanalysis, things like interpretation and analysis and diagnosis, that when those tools were used, that the client shut down their self-exploration. And not surprisingly, what was effective to foster self-exploration would be like an empathic reflection or an immediacy conversation, the tools of transformative communication. And so for me, this was very affirming and confirmational. Just less than 2 days ago, I'm returning from San Diego, California. I did make it back. There was three flights, so San Diego to Houston to Charlotte, Charlotte to Gainesville. Charlotte to Gainesville should be a short hop, like a 45-minute hop. So somehow the Charlotte to Gainesville flight took about 6 hours with a stop in Daytona Beach. I guess that would be what we might call difficulties coming from natural disturbances. Difficulties. And fortunately, practically everyone in the plane kept a good sense of humor about it. They kept a good sense of humor about it. So we had, it was like one of those things, Marie, where it was like, what could go wrong next? And then it did. Yeah. Oh, there's a pothole on the runway. Oh, there's a storm we can't land. Oh, the walkway to the gate has broken, and et cetera, et cetera. So we were laughing about it. So we got back from San Diego, and in San Diego, we had a very, very, very profound and sweet foundational seminar. And about 2.5 weeks from now, from July 15th to 17th, will be the next foundational seminar. We'll be conducting in Gainesville, Florida, foundational seminar, July 15th to 17th. And then the next advanced seminar, July 23rd to 28th. And foundational seminar, that's really where we're focusing the essential qualities of an effective supporter, an effective helper, an effective coach, an effective grandmother or supervisor or employee. This, we focus on warmth, empathy, genuineness, warmth being that we convey a sincere caring about another person, empathy that we see the world from their perspective. And this was a theme in the San Diego course, that understanding the world from someone else's perspective doesn't mean we agree with it. It doesn't mean we agree with it. And then And then this fosters self-exploration, because essentially we're playing the role of a mirror. And just like, if you hold up a mirror for me, I get to see myself better physically. So similarly, if you hold up a mirror for me in your listening, then spiritually, psychically, emotionally, cognitively, I get to see myself better. And that's where we have Sofato of communication-based programs, not just for the sake of communication, not just for the sake of being skilled in communication. Communication-based, high-level communication as a doorway, as a foundation for courageous introspection, as an approach to self-realization, as an approach to understanding who we are, differentiating that which is authentic from that which is not authentic, starting from attentive listening within ourselves and in relationships. So warmth, empathy, and the G is genuineness that we're with each other in a way that's genuine. Genuine means we might be acknowledging that we're playing roles here, but we're not hiding behind those roles. We might be acknowledging, older, I'm senior in this company. I have less degrees or more degrees than you. I'm the parent. I'm the teenager. But we're not hiding behind those roles. We're willing to be spontaneous, vulnerable, authentic, genuine. Warmth, empathy, genuineness are the essential qualities to effectively facilitate self-realization, and that's what we're doing in the Sofato programs, confirming that those things that what we described as the classic tools of psychoanalysis, we list them as ways of communicating that can potentially be roadblocks, especially in conversation with someone who has emotionally charged conversation, emotionally charged issues. So creating that safe, sacred space, and in that safe, sacred space, we feel safe to begin to put our facades down and take our masks off. And that's a very happy thing. No, not all the time. Actually, it's not a very happy thing. I'm fresh from the foundational seminar. And so what we find is it's when people are willing to take their masks down, and the masks that in some ways have worked for them throughout their life, and to be authentic, to be genuine, to share themselves with courage, who they really are. I find it's a mixture of pain and joy, and it's often not one than the other. It's like simultaneously it can be fearful and painful and joyful, because it's like, well, here I am, here I really am. Will people really understand me? Will I be understood? Will I be accepted? Because in some sense, the false front, the facade, the pretentious front that I put up out of fear, maybe for my whole life practically, in one sense, that's gotten me some acceptance or some approval. It's worked for me. Sure, it's maybe not allowed me to experience the joy, the connection, the vitality, the radiance that I'm really yearning for as a spirit soul, as a spiritual being having a human experience, but it's worked for me in some way. So if I really show myself, will I be left with nothing? I won't have the acceptance or approval or maybe even respect that I've been getting because I've played the game. And so it's frightening. It's frightening. And then just like, especially when people, I see that as my role. And I know for myself that if I'm sharing vulnerably, and especially when I'm touching upon some hurt or very sensitive part, that's when it's especially important that I'm feeling that like someone's really there for me. Someone's there for me. And so I see that as my role as coach and facilitator. That when someone's opening up, sharing, I'm endeavoring to be there in an empathic presence. Especially when someone's really touching upon hurt or pain and that uncertainty whether they'll be understood or accepted, that's when I find it vital that I deepen and redouble my efforts to communicate that I'm with you. I'm with you at this time. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in and you want to be on the show and talk to me, press 1. I'm here with Marie Glashine at the controls here in the Sofitov Radio Show. Also, we encourage you to visit the Sofitov website. That's www.sofitov.com. I'll spell it for those who are new here. S as in Stephen A. T. Thomas, V. Victor A. T. Thomas, O. V. Victor E. Sofitov.com. On the Sofitov website, you can get the dates for upcoming courses and workshops. The next workshop will be facilitated by Marie. Will be in Gainesville, Florida, July 10th. That's a Sunday, 5 to 8 p.m. The next foundational seminar, July 15th to 17th, also in Gainesville. And the next advanced course, July 23rd to 28th in Alachua, Florida. Also, the upcoming Sofitov coach training. Sofitov Institute School of Transformative Coaching presents principles and practices of transformative coaching, and we're going to begin that in September. We're beginning that in September. It's 72 hours, done 2 hours per week, and we've designed it so that you can do it virtually from anywhere in the world. You can even do it from other planets if you have a Skype connection. And so it's 2 hours per week, 72 hours. There's also the option you can take 24 hours at a time. You could take just the first 24 hours or the first 48 or all 72 hours. The Sofitov coach training is accredited. It's approved by the International Coach Federation, for hours towards certification. And information about that is also there on the Sofitov website. The Sofitov website, coach training. And also on the Sofitov website, there's an abundance of articles, videos, audio links, radio show links to deepen your grasp and understanding of all the principles of transformative communication. It's an extensive library. Everything you want to know about transformative communication and the process of self-realization, but you were afraid to ask. This is the Sofitov Institute radio show. This is David Wolf, your host. We welcome you to write in on Blog Talk Chat, or call in and speak to us, share your views, share your issues. Share what's alive for you. Share what's emotionally charged for you here on the Sofitov Radio Show. June 29th, 2011 edition.
I really like what you said, David, about when I have something, like when I want to expose myself because I'm so tired of hiding in some ways or another. It's so important to feel that safety, to feel that openness and safety, non-judgmental, sacred space. And I really appreciate that. And there is another aspect I found in more and more as I present the workshop, that people are really looking for connection, and they are really looking for deep connection and intimacy. That's my experience. That's most humankind is looking for that. You know, sometimes people are looking for that with atomic bomb, but still, that's what they are looking for. And in that process of transformative communication, what's extraordinary is that it doesn't matter who is entering whose world. And that's, yesterday I had six coaching sessions. So one will imagine that after six coaching sessions, I will have felt drained. You know, I hear a lot of testimonial like that from social worker or counselor that, after a few clients, I feel so drained. But that wasn't my experience. It wasn't. My experience was after six sessions, I felt more energized and enlivened than I was before I began. In fact, before I began, the night before, I didn't have a good night. I practically didn't sleep, and I was quite exhausted, and I couldn't imagine how I was going to go through my day, knowing that that was kind of a heavy day. Six coaching session, I consider that a heavy day. And I had no idea how will I go through that day, because I felt so exhausted and finished. And then one session after another, I felt I experienced myself more and more enlivened. And because in those sessions, there was that magic happening of really connecting deeply with another human being. Even so, it wasn't about me. It was really about them. I felt so energized because there was that energy from the soul coming through our interaction.
Thank you, Maria. We're in the process of self-realization, in that process of transformation. Then it doesn't matter who's playing which role. Everyone gets enlivened and energized and enthused in that process. Yeah, just what you're sharing, Maria, reminds me. There was one particular session in the San Diego, related to the San Diego Foundation, and the person who was, let's say, speaking and being deeply heard. And after just a few minutes, 5-7 minutes, he was feeling so enlivened. He had breakthrough realizations. And he was saying, it's like, oh, you should kind of play that role of speaker or client like that. And then we made that very point. And then the coach and the observer were saying, it's like, yeah, well, we're eager to play that role too. But we're feeling just as enthusiastic because we're just part of this process. And it's similar, yeah, because, yeah, in so many helping professions, when maybe skills are being employed or techniques or like that. But, yeah, the person in the helping capacity, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with that word, the person in the supportive capacity, feels drained, it feels like a job, like that. So that's not the adventure of self-realization. That's not the adventure of self-realization. And if we're in that adventure, then whether we're a speaker, listener, whatever role we're playing, then the soul comes alive. The soul comes alive. Now, yeah, there's a whole field in academia, only about 20 years old, called compassion fatigue. And it's understood, and it's for those in the helping professions, that after a short time, it's common that they feel drained, they feel burned, they feel fried. And so we can see, we can look at how are we not connected, as you were saying, Marie. We want connection. And we're looking for that personal connection, that loving connection. And we might look through it through going to the bar. We might look through it through nuclear bombs, right? Because someone's threatening my loving connection, or what I think will give me loving connection, so we need to defend against that. So if we trace it back, we're looking for this connection. And so even in the helping professions, whether it's social work or medicine, but if we're not connected with that, we're going to feel drained. We're going to feel drained. Thank you. You're listening to the Safi Tov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. We'll be glad to hear your realizations. We invite you to write in. Give us a call. If you call in and you want to be on the show, the number to dial is 1. After you get it, dial 1. And, okay. Well, I guess since the last radio show that I hosted, we've had a San Diego Foundational, which I've neglected to mention. It was the first foundational seminar in California. It's been a long time coming. Right? We've had a lot of Californians come to Safi Tov programs in other parts of the world, including Florida, for like a decade or more, and we've taught shorter workshops in California. The most recent was in November of 2010, we facilitated a two-hour workshop at the Peak Potential's Master of Influence seminar, and the video of that, a video, an excerpt, a 10-minute excerpt of that two-hour presentation is available at satvatov.com. We've taught short workshops in Palm Springs and Los Angeles, and this is the first full foundational in California. It was organized by Nitai Bechtel and Radha Bereka. And this was in San Diego. What do we have, Marie?
David, we have a comment on a blog talk chat. And Fionnuala, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
So a message from Kim, saying, I dislike confrontation, and even if I really feel like I want to say something to a good friend, I dislike the process of sharing with them and how it feels. It literally makes me sick to feel them irritated, and I just can't seem to get past the fear of that.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, for writing in. Confrontation, fear. Yes. Well, a theme that's succinctly expressed as transforming conflict into closeness. And we use that saying or that statement a lot. And because conflict can be fearful, and the irritation, either our own or someone else's, the irritation or the annoyance, it can be fearful, at least unpleasant. And so I guess whether it's Kim or any of us, we can look at, okay, so that's a particular strategy for dealing with confrontation, conflict, that we can avoid it, and we can give power to fear, to not confront, to not challenge. And that's not wrong. We're looking at how well is that working? So that's where I would ask. How well it's working? If someone's like, that is working great for me. Well, okay. Okay. And then oftentimes we find that, well, it might not be working so well because I'm missing on that real connection and that honesty and that honest exchange that I yearn for. And I'm feeling weak in myself because I'm giving power to fear. I'm feeling so passive. And it's one thing that oftentimes things disturb me, and I choose, no, I'm not going to mention it. There's a time in life to tolerate without being disturbed. Tamas titikshas svabharata. That's Sanskrit, which means tolerate without being disturbed. So there's a time to do that. But it's one thing to choose to tolerate without being disturbed. It's not like that anything that irritates us, we want to just like speak about it. But we want to, I would say, in healthy, conscious living, it means we have the clarity, the courage, we're able to express. We're not living from fear. We're living from choice. We're living from inspiration. We're living from a place of vitality. And from that place of vitality, I might sometimes choose silence. Just today, Marie, a few hours ago, I was speaking to someone who expressed, she recently did a period of silence, of several hours of silence. And she was saying how powerful that was, how powerful it was for her life, for her transformation. And so sometimes we might choose silence, and that's healthier, and that shows character. But sometimes we want to express, and then we can look at, okay, am I not expressing out of fear or out of choice? And if it's out of fear, then okay, how satisfied are we with that? I'm letting fear run my life. And also, if we have a friend who I'm not able, for whatever reason, my lack of courage, or he or she intimidates with angry expressions or whatever, or they're going to become mad at me and give me the silent treatment. If I have a friend who, for whatever reason, I'm not able to express the honest truth, But that's sort of, it becomes a mask, like to smile and everything's okay, but it's not okay. That becomes one of those facades. Then how developed, how satisfying is that friendship really? Yeah. And so to share that, it's what we call like immediacy, the you-me talk of relationship, to share what's going on with me in regards to you, to share that honestly, compassionately, lovingly, and forcefully and powerfully. That requires, for most of us, myself for sure included, that requires courage, and to accompany the courage, it helps to also cultivate skills, because sometimes we might have the courage to share, but if we're kind of rough and lacking skills, it is true, in our attempted expression and communicating ourselves, we can make a bigger mess. So courage and skill and trusting ourselves that wherever this goes, I'm going to handle this. It requires self-trust. It requires trusting ourselves. Because at first, like, yeah, I'm going to communicate myself and then he or she will really appreciate me. Well, not necessarily. It might be a process. It might be a process of things apparently get worse before they get better. That's often the process. Also, just today I had a session, and so many of our sessions, whether it's facilitating in the seminar room or in coaching, that the pain, the anger, the disturbance, the upset, the fear, that gets experienced first. And if we create that space, that permission to experience our experience, whether it's within ourselves or in relationship, then often that leads to a peaceful, secure, freeing, joyful place. But the metaphor we give sometimes is like a faucet. And we can, like, let's say there's a water faucet that we've not run for many years. So we turn on the water, and this applies to maybe it came in our relationship or each of us individually or any of our relationships or our relationship with ourselves. We turn on the water. What will come out first might be muddy, polluted, dirty water. That needs to flow in order for the clear, clean, tasty, healthy water to flow. So similarly, sometimes we need to be willing to challenge or confront ourselves or others, and in order to clear the space. We experience our experience, clear the space for another experience. Otherwise, what we resist persists. And then, like maybe Kim's holding on to frustration or her own irritation or whatever it is, fear. And then if we're pushing that down and not allowing it to be expressed, when I say expressed, I don't mean in a whimsical way, but expressed with discretion and in a healthy way. And if we don't allow it to be expressed, then we spend a lot of our life energy pushing down the fear, the annoyance, the irritation, and hiding behind a smile, or maybe not even that. So where do we want to put our life energy? Here's the saying, if we're only willing to do what's easy, life will be hard. If we're ready to do what's hard, life will be easy. So certainly, it might be easier to not do the confrontation, but then life's hard because I'm spending so much energy pushing down this fear. Whereas I'm willing to do what's hard up front, maybe some short-term pain for some long-term gain. If I'm willing to do what's hard up front, then that opens the door for life to be, quote, easy in the sense of joyful, connected, vital, alive, a real satisfying feeling good in myself, feeling proud, not arrogant, but proud in myself that I had the courage to live my life with inspiration, and I'm not just letting my life slip by year after year, decade after decade, living in fear. You've been listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. We invite you to join us next week. That'll be July 6th. That's 1 p.m., 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This is David Wolf, your host. You've been listening to the Safetoe Radio Show, your station for self-realization.